Welcome, Eagles fans, to the third episode of Locked in the Film Room on the Locked on Eagles Network. With me, Johnny Page. I'm on Twitter at JohnnyPage9. Please give me any feedback or anything you want to see from this podcast over the next few weeks. Training camp returned yesterday, which was very exciting for me. I haven't had a podcast out for a while because I have been away, but I am back now and ready to look at a few more players. So I'm going to start with this particular episode by looking at Eagles receiver Mac Hollins, who's an interesting player to look at because I think towards the end of last year, I think even going back to last preseason, people were very excited about him. If you remember in the first preseason game, he had that great play versus the Green Bay Packers where we caught a long touchdown and stiff-armed two players in the process. I think people thought he may have a massive role in the team, and a lot of people were calling for him to replace Torrey Smith. And I think at the end of this year, people wondered if he'd instantly become the Eagles' second outside receiver opposite Alshon Jeffery. But the Eagles went out and got Mike Wallace, so we'll talk a little about Mike Wallace as well throughout this podcast. So looking at some stats and Mac Hollins' numbers, he had 16 catches for 226 yards and one touchdown last year. One catch for 9 yards in the entire postseason. Did play on 24% of the snaps, so did play a reasonable amount. Overall, he had 22 targets for 17 receptions. I'm going to use some Pro Football Focus numbers here as well. So he had a drop rate of... Oh, sorry, let's go to this first. When running a route, he had 132 snaps as the outside receiver and 63 snaps in the slot. So basically a third of his snaps came in the slot, which is actually something I didn't really realise actually when watching the tape last year, how much he did play in the slot. He had a drop rate of 11%. Obviously a small sample size, it should be noted. That was better than Torrey Smith, who had a pretty dismal drop rate of 16%, but quite a bit worse than Nelson Aguilar with 7%, Alshon Jeffery with 5%, and also new signing Mike Wallace at 5%. In the slot, however, last year, on 10 targets, 8 receptions for 131 yards and a touchdown. So fairly impressive work from the slot. Something to consider going forward. A stat I really like that PFF do is yards per route run. So it's the idea that how many times do you actually run a passing route where you have a chance to catch the ball and what do you average yards wise. Funny enough, the Eagles' best receiver was Nelson Aguilar, who averaged 1.6. Alshon Jeffery was 1.44 and Mac Hollins was 1.42. So his output yards wise was actually quite similar to Alshon Jeffery. Torrey Smith, again, a pretty terrible 0.97. What was interesting, though, is Mike Wallace, 1.67, which would have ranked best out of any Eagles receiver last year. And he came from a Ravens passing game that was pretty terrible. So Mike Wallace's numbers are actually pretty impressive. He's seen as a deep threat, and you can see why. 21 out of his 87 targets last year, Mike Wallace came on deep routes. I don't know how PFF distinguished that. I'm guessing it's 20, 30 yards plus. But on those so-called deep targets, there was 9 catchable balls. He caught all 9 of them. So Mike Wallace has some pretty impressive numbers. Per Pro Football Focus, Mac Hollins had 2 drops all year, which isn't great considering he only had 22 targets, but it could be worse. We'll talk about his hands a little bit later, though. What was interesting, I noticed PFF gave him pretty much no yards after the catch, and the tape backed that up. Which is really weird if you go back to that preseason game, that 38-yard touchdown against Green Bay. He had 2 stiff arms, and you think he would have had a lot of yards after the catch, but he didn't last year. So we've looked at a few stats of Mac Hollins, and you can see his numbers are actually pretty good. His yards per route run are good, but also Mike Wallace's numbers are good, and that's worth considering that those expecting the breakout season may want to pump the brakes just a little bit. So, there's not that much Mac Hollins tape, so it'd be a fairly short episode, this one. But what did I see? So, one thing I did like was when Mac Hollins was on the opposite side to Alshon Jeffery, because you could compare the two. And straight away, I could see Jeffery was a lot more smooth on comeback routes and etc. And also a lot more physical at the top of the screen. You could see Jeffery sort of pushing off a little bit. I think Jeffery does push off a little bit. But using his size, especially on deep comebacks and curl routes, to create separation. I didn't think Mac Hollins was particularly good in this area. Where I did like Mac Hollins a lot was on these sort of deep out routes, especially post-corner routes. You could see that early on when watching his film. He had a really good fluid out route, I think against the Cowboys, where we got the cornerback to entirely turn his hips and then made a really, really nice out cut. And it showed a little nuances to his route running. He managed to get his head facing inside, gave his shoulders sort of leaning in. The cornerback was pretty certain he was going in. And then when Mac broke outside, the cornerback could do nothing. He did have a very, very bad drop against the Cowboys. Trying to think of it off the top of my head now. I can't remember the exact drop, but that was one of his 2. But he was pretty open. and it should have been a pretty regular catch, and we'll talk a little bit about his catching later on. A lot of his routes were quite simple, actually, on his catches. There was a couple of quick outs, a lot of mesh routes, sort of crossing routes where he'd run the mesh concept, so he'd be crossing and someone else would be crossing there. Sort of ways to get him open without him really beating man coverage. I didn't think he ran a great variety of routes. And something else to notice, I watched basically every single target as well as other snaps, and you barely ever saw him against press coverage. Alshon Jeffery pretty much had that X spot locked down, and if Mac did come into the game, it would either be in the Z position or in the slot, and he would rarely get pressed. So you didn't really get to see him beat press coverage. So if Alshon Jeffery does go down this year, be interesting to see who would play that role. Hopefully that doesn't happen, of course. One thing that I did really like from Matt Collins, though, as I mentioned, is his deep corner and post routes. I thought he was really, really fluid on these for a big guy. Just he moves very, very well. He moves very easily, sort of glides across the field, which is something that's good to see. However, I can't remember what game this was, but he had his second drop, and it was an awful drop. It was at the 1 yard line. He beat the quarterback all ends up. The safety came across and sort of laid the wood, but he should have held onto the ball. And you can see why he dropped it, because he didn't really use his hands at all. He tried to catch, this was on a post route as well, so if you try and picture this, he's running towards the middle of the field. The ball's been thrown slightly ahead of him in a perfect position, and he should just be able to put his hands out in front of him and bring it in. But instead, he tries to bring the ball into his body and almost catch it with like his forearms and then pull it into his chest, which is an entirely unnatural position and way to catch. I mentioned when watching the tape a couple of weeks ago about how natural Corey Clement looked when catching the ball at the backfield. Matt Collins does not look natural at all, which could be one reason why such a good athlete fell to the fourth round in the draft last year. I didn't think he caught well at all. In fact, some of his other catches, just on simple out routes, were, again, he ran the route really well, but he would bring the ball into his body, and it's just not what you want to see from your receiver. Bit, I saw my good friend Tyler Jackson on Twitter mentioned it's a bit maybe Terrence Williams-esque. It also reminded me a little bit of Jordan Matthews, as someone who worked really, really hard. Jordan Matthews, we know how hard he worked to catch the ball. But some people by that age, they can either catch naturally or they can't. And if they can't, it's a little bit worrying that you wonder how much he'll ever be able to develop that, or whether his instincts when going gets tough will just be to sort of bring the ball into his body. But against the 49ers, he did have a great post-corner route where you could see again just how effective he is at running those routes. His deep touchdown that a few of us remember was a really good example of why he can be a vertical threat. It was really good ball tracking on that particular play, but I did think that was more a scheme getting him open than in particular great route. The ball tracking was excellent, but it was, I can't remember who it was against, but it was in cover four. And there was he was a slot receiver, and the outside receiver ran a little post corner and drew the outside cornerback away, and the safety was late getting across to Matt Collins. Absolutely beautiful ball by Carson Wentz. But good to see the fact he can ball track on those deep balls, because that's something where I think he'll be competing with people like Shelton Gibson for playing time. And Marcus Wheaton, mentioned on Twitter yesterday. Completely forgot Marcus Wheaton was an Eagle. When did that ever happen? But anyway, Matt Collins will have to compete with him, although I do expect him to be a better player than Marcus Wheaton this year. You saw, again, versus the Panthers, he had a really big third down catch on a really good deep in. And I wrote here in my notes, his bread and butter is this intermediate route. Out in breaking routes, that's where he's going to make his money, at the intermediate levels. Thinking about the Eagles' scheme, he makes a lot of sense running. They run a lot of dagger routes where the inside slot receiver will run a streak, clear it out. The outside receiver will run like a very deep in into that space where route's been cleared out. The Eagles run a lot of variations off this play. I think he'd be very, very good at that, and he was good at that last year. Eagles also run a lot of three-level stretch plays. I think as a slot receiver, if you could get him involved in one of them, running a deep out, I think he'll be really good. You also saw against the Chiefs early on in the season how insanely explosive he is. A really quick out versus the Chiefs where he was sort of falling over and he just bang exploded, planted his foot and cut to the outside. And he also done Marcus Peters a couple of times with a couple of nice routes off the screen. I don't think he got the ball a lot. But you could just see he is a big man who is very fluid, moves really well. If you could add natural hands to that and start catching some of those balls in traffic, maybe going up and winning a few on the outside, then you've got yourself a really good player. So overall, what have you really got from Matt Collins? Essentially, you've got a big physical receiver who can move really well. Now, that sounds incredibly optimistic. That sounds good. If you would, someone was to tell you, we got a big guy who can move that well, and you were to watch him just sort of run, I imagine him training camp, I bet he lights it up just because of how fluid he is. He is an incredibly impressive intermediate route runner. He's got really quick in and out breaks, really good feet, understands the nuances of some of the position as well, can sell these routes to be able to create separation. I don't worry about him beating man coverage at the stem of his route, which is something some receivers do. I think he could get a little bit more physical with cornerbacks at the stem of the route. I think that's something you'll have to develop, maybe an Alshon Jeffrey way, but he does create separation arguably better than someone like Jeffrey on some of these routes, so maybe he doesn't need to push off as much. He also has the speed to be able to get deep too. He should be able to start developing and running more vertical routes eventually, running more go and seam routes and getting some jump balls even. And he can track with deep ball, as he showed with that deep touchdown. He also should be able to get more yards after the catch. I feel like that was a bit of an outlier, the fact he had barely any yards after the catch this year. I think that's something he should be able to develop as part of his game, just because of how athletic and physical he is. So I think that will come in time. However, the big question mark is Matt Collins' hand and how he catches the ball. Only had two drops last year, but especially for a rookie, I'm looking at the process over the results, and the process was not good. It does not look at all natural. He looks really awkward doing it. The ball comes into his body. Big time body catcher. Needs to improve, needs to become a hands catcher, needs to make sure he gets the catches the ball firmly in his hands and does not try and bring it into his body, especially when you consider the amount of routes he's running. You consider those deep in routes, those corner routes, those go routes. You can't catch them with your body. You can't, especially on those post corner when you're going to get a safety come across and hit you. You need to get that ball in your hand quickly and then tucked away. You can't be catching it with your forearm sort of sidewards. That drop, the one that I can think of, the first drop he had, was just bizarre in how he tried to catch that ball. So that is the big question mark with Matt Collins. For the future of Mack Wallins, to be completely honest, this year I see Mike Wallace starting the season and playing throughout the season. If you actually watch Mike Wallace's film, I watched a little bit of it, and you look at the numbers, it's really impressive actually. Mike Wallace played on a really bad Ravens offense with a quarterback who did not play very well in Joe Flacco and had some pretty decent numbers and statistics. You're probably going to see more two tight end sets in general this season with Dallas Goedert now on the roster. So I would not expect a Matt Collins breakout to come this year, even if I'm optimistic. However, you might see a slight increase in numbers this year, maybe a few targets, but I think he needs to improve and show that he can consistently catch the ball. Maybe even add the way he goes up and gets the ball. He's a big receiver. He should be able to win some jump balls on the outside. That's something that we didn't see last year. He needs to show that he can consistently catch the ball and force the Eagles basically to move on from Wallace at the end of the year. He also needs to make sure he beats out people like Marcus Wheaton to that second receiver spot if someone was to go down. His chance this year may it come if someone was to get injured. The question is whether he can take it or not. What I would be interested to see actually is what happens if Aguilar was to go down, how he'd look in the slot. Sort of one of those big slot receivers. I don't want to say Jordan Matthews, because the difference between him and Jordan Matthews is Matt Collins is a legitimately good athlete and can create separation at the stem of the route. Jordan Matthews could not do that despite the fact he had some very good seasons here. A lot of that was scheme specific rather than individual talent. So it may take an injury for Matt Collins' time to come, but I think he'll be a productive special teams player this year. I would be interested to see him at the X route, but I'm a little bit worried that but I'm a little bit worried that he barely faced press coverage last year. So that's something he may need to work on. So it'll be interesting to watch him develop. I don't know, you see some people with not very natural hands, they can develop them. I don't think Corey Clement was a particularly natural catcher coming into the season. I think he got a lot more third down work with the Eagles than what he was expecting, and he got in college. And he managed to show that actually he was a very good catcher of the ball. But some players don't develop it. How many times did you see the infamous Instagram videos of Jordan Matthews catching tennis balls one-handed, etc., etc.? Yet when it came to a game situation, he would instantly revert to being a body catcher and would just simply drop far too many balls. So, small sample size, only 20-odd targets last year, two drops, 11% drop rate, not the end of the world. You see someone like Torrey Smith, though, 16% drop rate. That's something that I don't think the Eagles can have again this year. I think there were times when they got lucky, really, where Torrey Smith would make a drop, but the offense would manage to rebound. So I think he'll be a really interesting player to watch, because you don't get many players that can move like he can. I'm incredibly optimistic about the way he runs routes, his size and athleticism. For me personally, the big question mark is his hands. But as I mentioned, I don't think he will break out this year. So if you're playing fantasy, would not expect particularly good numbers from Matt Collins, because I actually think Mike Wallace is going to be a pretty darn good player for the Eagles this year. Right guys, that would do it for today, a little bit of a short one, but there wasn't too much tape out there for Matt Collins. Next time I'm going to look at the Eagles cornerback position. I know Louis just recorded a great cornerback preview with Ian Walton. which you should go and check out already on Locked On Eagles Network. But I'll be maybe looking in particular at Razzle Douglas's film last year. Not that much out there about Sidney Jones, and just giving my thoughts in particular about the Eagles cornerback position. Right, guys, I'm on Twitter at JohnnyPage9. Please go follow me. Please tweet me if you like these episodes. Let me know what you want to see, especially with training camp rolling in. Preseason's not too far away, so we'll have actual game tape to break down, which will be good. Until then, guys, I shall see you next time.